Absolutely. Hey, Nikita, did you grow up in the country or the city?
Right here in Benalla, yes.
How big was the footy when you were growing up, the grand final? Because there's been a drought.
There has been, yeah. We've got there's a couple of teams. So there's the Benalla Saints, and they're in one league. They're in the Golden Valley League. And then, of course, the All Blacks in the Ovens and King League. So it was a big thing being a part of a footy club in a lot of country towns, and especially Benalla.
The Saints overcame a 42-year drought a few years ago, and then the All Blacks, the other team, overcame a 41-year drought.
Amazing. So Nikita's here in hometown, and metaphorically, she's wearing the black shorts today. Playing at home.
Well, Chris O'Connor was the captain, and I reckon he might have, when was it? It was a few days ago. He might have sobered up by now. He hasn't made it on track, but he's on the line to talk about this epic performance at Wang against Bonnie Doon when they turned the clock around since 1981. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, good guys. How are you?
Not bad. Are you recovered yet?
Yeah, mate, actually, yeah. I just had my first beer since the other day. It's been a bit of a detox. Last couple of days, they were pretty heavy after the game, but yeah, we're back on track now.
Chris, I remember going back, you know, quite a number of years now, it was a really dark time for the All Blacks, and they were struggling, leagues changed, and it was a real battle to even field the side. So to overcome all that and win the premiership, you must be so proud of the entire Football Netball Club.
Yeah, absolutely. The club's come a long way, especially probably in the last 5-6 years. Yeah, in the time I've been there, I think they struggled to win a couple of games the year before, and we come back in 2017. We managed to make the granny that year and didn't quite bring it home. But ever since, we've stuck the core group together and remained pretty strong. And yeah, we're lucky enough to get there this year, which has been great.
So it was held in neutral territory at Wang. Tell us about, is there a rich, volatile history between the All Blacks of Benalla and Bonnie Doon?
Yeah, we've competed against them blokes, whether it be from the Mansfield Juniors or the Bonnie Doon Juniors. Back in the day of A Division, there was always a very strong rivalry then. So, yeah, absolutely. It was a very heated contest. It has been, especially the last couple of years between them. We like to knock each other about. So, yeah, no, it was great to get it over the top of them in the end.
Hey, you should get on track. There's a fair amount of single-looking fillies around that we've just detected. Chris, tell us about the game. I'm not saying that country footballers are thugs, but there's usually a little bit of biffo in a country grand final. Were you all well-mannered on the day?
I think within reason, yeah. No, it was a pretty, well-mannered game. There wasn't too much, just natural rough stuff, I think. I think we all held our nerve well. All nice and clean at the end of the day, yeah. No report.
It was a comfortable enough win in the end, so you had a bit of time to start soaking in what was going to happen. Do you get the feel of all those supporters, the people have been around the club for a drought that goes that long? You know, it would have been a little bit of prep time to soak in that last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Sort of reflect on the people that have been there, you know, for, you know, most of the majority of their lives. You look around, you've got Susie Parton. You've got guys like Graham Lessing and that come back that, you know, they were previous. I think they might have been a couple of the old-timers that won the Premiership 68 years ago, and they get a couple of the guys back around the club, you know, over the last couple of years. And, it's great to see all them people, you know, how much it means to them and to bring it home for them. It was fantastic.
Now, Chris, to win one premiership is a huge achievement and really gets a club up and about, but I believe the reserves also took out the premiership, so I could only imagine the scenes at the footy club that night.
I think the president, Doug, he was quite scared, I think, about the behaviour, but no, we sort of all got kicked out at 1 o'clock just to maintain the club rooms and, you know, off we went on our own way and try and make sure that Yeah, we respected the rooms and all the rest and didn't do any damage, that's for sure.
Hey, Chris, everything's post-COVID in a sense now, and we've had years of lockdown, and the country and the city had different lockdown rules, and everyone was wanting to burst the gates, and there was a concern in the city about if a couple of lost seasons for kids, whether they'd pick it up again and what the appetite would be. What's been the take-up again and the enthusiasm post those two dark years of COVID, and what sort of crowd was there? Was it a real, God, we haven't done it for a couple of years, let's get on track? What was the vibe like on the day, and what's the sense been on the other end of the strict COVID lockdowns and the lack of sport?
Yeah, well, as you know, being country footy, I suppose those lockdown years, I guess you get used to not having something on and having your own time, and it's kind of hard to, you know, get a lot of people motivated. But I suppose, you know, it starts to channel through a group, you know, especially a small town like this, a community, and you start rallying around and you start collecting people. They all, once they all see it happening, they all want to be a part of it. So it's great. And I know it wasn't far from the perfect day, but I'd tell you what, it was, the family atmosphere there as well, and the fans getting around the footy. It was quite amazing to see. It was great.
How many of the lads are coming today? Because the one of the great rituals of grand final winning football teams is that they go to the races and just muck around all day. So what's happening? How many of the lads are going to turn up at the Benalla Gold Cup today?
There's going to be a few. Absolutely. We just don't want to name too many just in case their behaviour's not quite right. So, no, there'll be a few of us about, that's for sure. And hopefully respecting the day and, yeah, just having a good time.
Oh, we'd be celebrities. Everyone knows you now, and it's a great place to come and let your hair down and celebrate. And I reckon there'll be plenty of people celebrating with you. It's the one great thing about small or even largies, country towns or cities, is, you know, historically, the two things that they thrive on are football and racing, and you can mix both today.
Yeah, I know. Pretty smart seeing the Benalla Racing Club putting it on straight after the grand final. they go hand in hand, don't they? So, yeah, it's great to have, those two events happening in the last couple of weeks. And, yeah, it's great for the town. Good to see.
Well, good on you, mate. 1981 was a long time ago, and that's how long ago it was. So you've really turned history on its head, and you guys deserve to have a bit of a nice, pleasant, well-mannered day at the races today, or the opposite. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Absolutely. We might see you. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Chris O'Connor there.